We begin with the invitation to grounding. Heart, mind, feelings, thoughts, together here into the here and now with the body and its sensations. Begin by bringing the body to a posture that feels easeful for stillness. Adjusting as needed. We're looking for a stillness that's easy to maintain, relatively relaxed, stable. If you're in a chair, feet flat on the floor is good. If you're on a cushion, a wide base of support, knees supported is good. The upper body, tall, open through the chest, relaxed through the shoulders and neck, open through the back of the heart space, clear through the postural muscles of the belly and low back, in a way that you can allow the skeleton to support you and relax as much as you can the belly. So the whole torso can receive the rise and fall of the breath as easily as possible. Into this clear posture, we bring a steadied awareness. Coming out of the thoughts and stories and processes that have been going on in the day so far, coming out of memory and planning. You might deepen the breath, relaxing on a long exhale, bringing in energy on a long inhale. And invite whatever's being held in the muscles of the face, in the jaw, through the base of the skull, the top of the spine, down through the shoulders, to just drain away, and down through the body into the floor, into the earth. And the full breath washes the whole body, setting thought aside. There's two aspects to meditation practice around what we are cultivating. One aspect is that we're cultivating awareness, we're cultivating mindfulness, the sense of knowing what's happening directly in the moment. Whatever it is, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, skillful or unskillful, whatever's here can be known. So if there's strong feeling, knowing that there's strong feeling, giving it a label, understanding that there's delight or fear, anger, confusion, gratitude. Anytime there's a feeling that is really foreground in your experience, it can just be known, whatever it is. As we know our feelings and states in this way, we can learn to be with them without so much reactivity, without needing to act on their stories. We make a space to process the feelings so they can move through. We do the same with our energy. Whatever our energy is, whether we're quite hyper or quite dull, balanced in the middle, whether the energy is wakeful or sleepy, it can be known with mindfulness, clear awareness. Awareness isn't an antidote. It doesn't fix energy or fix emotion. It simply knows what's here. And the same with sensation, pleasant or unpleasant. And the same with the state of the mind, focused or distracted. Even the distracted mind can be known, recognized. So this is the first aspect of what we cultivate. The awareness that can know what's happening. So beginning with this, if there's a mood that has a name that is present for you, say that name quietly to yourself. Just labeling whatever emotion or mood is present. Feel it. See what you notice. Notice your energy level, high or low. You might notice that you have a preference around your moods or energies. So you notice that also. And for now, we're just naming what's here, checking in. Notice the level of focus available to your attention. Is the mind relatively collected? Or more distracted, diffuse, easily pulled away. Again, notice if you have a preference, or if there's any grasping, of course. But for now, just noticing. And this is a basic check-in. Emotion, energy, focus. And the second aspect of what we cultivate here is we cultivate the skillful. And so in each of these areas, emotion, energy, focus. We can sculpt our practice toward a more useful expression of that aspect of experience. So for emotion, we cultivate the pleasurable. When there's fear, we work to orient, ground, land in the perception of safety as best we can. When there's anger, we practice coming out of the story and feeling how anger burns in the body, feeling it burn through the musculature to be understood and integrated. Mostly with strong feeling, whether pleasant or unpleasant, we want to feel it in the body, meet it with kindness, meet ourselves with kindness. Come out of whatever story is fueling it and be with it as it moves through. And the pleasant feeling we come out with is not so much a strong bliss necessarily, but often it's just the pleasure of presence, the deepened ease when there isn't something pulling on the heart. We find this not just by being aware, but by leaning, learning toward ease, toward letting go, toward delight in simple pleasure, in simple presence. Notice already as we are in midway in our meditation, notice if your mood has shifted toward this kind of simple pleasure, even a little softening of intensity here, resting into well-being, can be noticed and delighted in. For the spectrum of energy, high energy to low, restless to sleepy, usually we're going for balanced and a little lifted, bright energy, that delights in stillness. And so if you're a little sleepy, you can wake yourself up with strong in-breaths or open eyes. If you're a little restless, you can encourage calming by lowering the eyes, really relaxing, lengthening the out-breath. Focusing on letting go of whatever is spinning in the mind. And in the last spectrum of focus, unlike the first two, where somewhere in the balanced middle is often good, with focus, generally, the more focus, the better. So we learn to orient toward those states in the heart that rest easily in non-distraction. Anytime the mind begins to think something unintentionally, we notice and just put it down. We practice restraining the impulse to think without volition. When you want to think about something, you can. But in meditation, we can practice setting down the tendency to habitual, unconscious thought, ruminating. Listen for the silence in the mind space. And hold on to that silence. Breathe into it. Let it fill the body. Let it fill the room. Let it fill the night. And we'll include one more step tonight. To remember, if it's in the past, or feel if it's in the present, what health or well-being feels like for you. If you feel quite well in this moment, really notice, what does being well feel like? You might notice it in terms of emotion, in terms of energy, in terms of focus. Really feel this is well. This is health. And if you don't feel well or healthy in this moment, then remember a time as recently as possible, but really any time works. Remember a time when you were, if possible, quite well. Pleasure in the emotional body, brightness in the energetic body, steadiness in the mental body. Remember it. And see if you can remember what health or well-being felt like. So if you're feeling well in this moment, noticing the qualities of well-being, noticing them in as much detail as possible, will help them to grow. And if you're remembering the past, remember well-being in as much detail as you can. Really describe it to yourself. I feel this way. You might use the present tense just as encouragement. You might describe your sensations, your mood, your energy, your mind. And so as we rest in silence for the rest of the meditation, encourage you to bring this felt sense or memory of well-being into the present as much as possible. And if there's difficulty or well-being in the present, then you bring in the memory of well-being as a way to remind the heart and the body what it's resolving toward as a reminder that the mind can settle more than it is now, that the energy can brighten and be balanced, and that the mood can be well. You know what it feels like to be well. You have been there. Or you can continue with this reflection, bringing in these qualities. Or you could just rest back with the whole body breathing, wordlessly letting the qualities of well-being swell through your whole body and heart and mind to fill the space that you're in. We'll sit in silence together from here. I'll close our meditation with the homage to the Buddha 3 times. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Hi, blessings in your practice. Thanks for watching. If these resources are supportive for your meditation and your practice, liking and subscribing helps the channel. And there are links in the description below to donate to support the Sangha and my own teaching. And you're welcome to come and join the Tuesday night gathering, which is on donation and open to all. And you can find information for that on the website. So blessings in your practice. Take care.